transitioning to group housing of sows. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. At the recent World Pork Expo in Des Moines, we stopped by the NEDAP Livestock Management booth to visit with a couple of pork producers who own and or manage facilities that have transitioned from gestation stalls to group sow housing. We'll hear from Tim Friedel of Broken Bow, Nebraska, and Chet Mogler of Larchwood, Iowa, right after this. Tim Friedel, general manager of Thomas Livestock at Broken Bow, Nebraska, talks about their transition from gestation stalls to group sow housing.
We have 21,000 sows, farrow to finish, and we started looking into group housing about 6 years ago. We currently have a 5,500 head sow system that is 5 years old, and we're getting excellent production out of that system. From startup to today, we're running about 35 PSY in this system. So we're getting top of the line production coming out of this system. We really like the way the sows are so content in this system. They move so much easier. You can just tell that they really enjoy the environment. The sows are very easy to move, very calm. The people aspect, we feel like the working environment is so much better. It's cleaner, it airs fresher, less noise, less dust. It's just a brighter environment to work in because you don't have all the feed systems and lines and stuff disrupting you. So instead of it being kind of dark, it's really light and bright. So it's kind of uplifting to the people. And then the fact that we can move sows a lot easier makes it easier on our labor for our people. And we just feel like it's good for the sows and good for our people. So we thought it was the right thing to do.
Chet Mogler of Larchwood, Iowa says they've also been pleased with the transition from stalls to large pen open group housing. He says they've learned a couple of things along the way.
In our farm, they do have to, in order to cut down on competition at the feed station, the pen is laid out in a racetrack type of a design. And so they, when they exit a feeding station, in order for them to enter back in, they have to go for about a 400 foot walk. So structure, feet and legs is very important, and selecting animals that can handle that level of daily maneuverability and just being out in that open pen, because there is a certain amount of competition, but not much. And so just selecting the right genetics to be able to handle the new environment has been maybe one of the obstacles that we've had to work around. I mean, it's just all part of the learning curve of this new system.
Chet Mogler of Larchwood, Iowa, and Tim Friedel of Broken Bow, Nebraska. And that's Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America.